With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William J. Connett has four best-selling police procedural novels to his credit, including One Police Plaza. Connett was a New York City cop for 30 years and investigated nearly every sort of crime, some of which have reappeared in his books.
In fact, in One Police Plaza, the homicide of the woman with the curtain rod was an actual homicide that I worked on.
Connett says his cop heroes take on their own lives, as he writes.
Of the books I've written, all my characters are alive in my mind. I can see them. I can see Dan Malone, Gus Heinemann, Shaughnessy, Lucas, they're all there.
Connett says he does not plan his books in advance.
I get a germ of an idea and I scratch it out on an index card. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come up with the name of my character.
Connett's latest thriller is Exceptional Clearance. It came about because he wanted to write something about a real-life vampire with killer fangs. Then he realized there are no real-life vampires.
Human mouth cannot get into the jugular vein or the common carotid artery.
In order for a series of murders to appear to be the work of a vampire, Connett's had to create a homicidal maniac who equips himself with vampire-like fangs. Connett's hero is a maverick Portuguese detective who heads a task force created to track down the killer. As for the book's title,
Exceptional Clearance is a very special way to close a case when you know who the person is who committed the crime, but that person is outside of your reach.
Exceptional Clearance by William J. Connett is now a Bantam paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Out of the Marines, William J. Connett joined the New York City Police Department for its job security. He was a detective in Queens with some 30 years on the force when it became time to make a change.
Just before I got out, I was chasing a burglar on a rooftop, and I grabbed the guy and I'm rolling across the roof with him, subduing him with my little blackjack. I remember clear as anything, thinking, what the hell am I doing here at my age? I shouldn't be doing this.
William J. Connett met an editor who encouraged the cop to write down some of his police stories. He wrote a chapter of what was to become One Police Plaza and sent it to the editor.
He says, it's horrible. You said, you think people read with their lips. You overwrite, use too many adjectives. You don't know how to develop personality. You don't know how to, you can't spell.
But the editor, Tony Godwin, told Connett he had potential. When Godwin died, his successor, Marion Berger, tried to get the publishing house to accept the novel Connett had been working on for 7 years.
You know, one of these literary types, snooty literary types, and she sent Marion back a note and said, I suffered through 100 pages of this cop stuff. She says, it's god-awful. I can't believe we're committed to this.
Ultimately, Crown published the best-selling One Police Plaza and all of Connett's other books, including his latest, Exceptional Clearance, the story of a vampire-like serial killer. William J. Connett says he's comfortable writing about cops wherever they are.
It is the absolute same job. It's just a different language in a different country. But cops are cops all over the world.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.